Nightfall arrives in textured indigo and sable black banners as I make my way along a narrow trail to the brim of the headlands and breathe in non-toxic air for the first time in many weeks. Another climate crisis-induced fire season lingers on this northern California coast, and I have come to stand on the ocean cliffs to embrace an exquisite fresh breeze. The dense, smoky haze has finally dispersed after seemingly endless fires and hazardous air quality, which, for several days, measured the worst in the world. Breathing in the smoke that blanketed California for those weeks was to be besieged with a visceral experience of devastating sorrow. The smoke and ash were the aching remnants of wondrous pine and oak trees, deer, foxes, squirrels, bobcats, and many other creatures who lost their lives in the fire. The smoke mixed with particulates of destroyed homes and entire towns burned to the ground, toxins from plastics and chemicals, and, yes, the airborne remains of family members and beloveds who died trying to escape the unrelenting flames. This is what climate chaos looks like and feels like, up close and personal, in our bodies. This fire, the campfire of November 2018, marks one of many distinct climate tipping points, a grisly augury of California's intensifying fire seasons. Each year, infernos blaze fast and furious across the state, with valiant firefighters risking their lives to quench the flames, and residents poised to flee at a moment's notice.